Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella 4th of July Committee Chair Paul Kingman joins us on today's program to preview tomorrow's activities in the city of Pella for Independence Day. Well, Paul, it's that time of year again, 4th of July here in Pella, and the community is celebrating on Independence Day as it has for many, many years. First of all, what does it mean to be putting this celebration together again and to be working with the committee to put some fun festivities together?
Andrew, for me, it's an honor, a privilege, and a joy just to organize this and put together and say, hey, we're celebrating the anniversary of independence for the U.S. and for Pella and surrounding areas and so lots of fun.
Well, lots of fun will be planned and to be had, and very similar activities that are returning once again this year. Let's start in the morning with all of the activities, primarily for kids and for families. That'll be at two locations here in the community.
Correct. One of the first things we'll have is fishing at Codwell Park, which is very popular, starting at 9:30, going to 11:30. And remember, poles and bait are provided at no cost. From there, you can work your way uptown to Central Square, where there will be the Plume horse and carriage rides just on the west side of the park. So you can enjoy those rides. And then starting at 10, going to 1, remember, lots of activities in the park. Examples, a Ninja Warrior course, arts and crafts, a bag toss, a dunk tank, and we'll have an inflatable there, sponsored by Home Realty.
And that is all going to lead up, of course, to the annual parade, which takes place down Franklin Street. What are some of the things that people may see that are familiar this year in the parade, and maybe some new acts that have made their way to town to come celebrate Independence Day here in downtown Pella?
You'll look for the police, local police, Highway Patrol, sheriff leading the parade. And, of course, we always put the American flag. And you'll see the veterans float and veterans participating there. From there, there's a little touch of Holland, so we'll have the Tulip Queen and her court, and then the Burgermeister will be there. And then, of course, you've got to have politicians, so we'll have the mayor, the city council, some representatives of people that will be running for elections this year, representing the Democratic Party, Republican Party. So those are traditional things. We tell kids to show up, so hopefully we have lots of kids decorating their bikes, their tricycles, their pets, themselves, and participating.
And that will lead in after the parade. It may be warm. If it is, they can take on the Aquatic Center, some special hours as they have been. That'll be back and open again.
Yes, it will be. So the time there would be 4 to 7 at the Pella Aquatic Center, and go enjoy some swimming after the parade. And then after that, you then can take a break, but come downtown again and enjoy our own Pella City Band at 7 o'clock on the back of the Tulip Torn.
And they do a lot of patriotic music, as they have in years past. I caught that for the first time last year. And the evening concludes with a big fireworks display. Where are the best places to be? And what's about the time people should be looking up at the skies to the east for some fireworks?
That is correct. We'll see the fireworks going off at approximately 10 o'clock, or as we say, dusk. And they are shot off near Madison Elementary School. So work your way around that area, be it the Pella Christian High School. Vermeer's will have some parking lots open, the churches. Kind of choose some areas. If you see some roadblocks, of course, obey those. And then have fun, just enjoy watching them.
Well, and just make sure if you're going to any of those places, park on the pavement, not the grass, correct?
That is correct. Try to stay off the grass. We don't want anybody damaging somebody's yard or damaging crops, and nobody getting stuck possibly in a mud hole or something. So,
and then if people want to join the parade, they can call you to register, but we'll also take some walk-up registrations as well.
Absolutely. Would like to have you call me, Paul Kingma, 780-6785. And give me some information about entering the parade, or if you have questions. If you're unable to do that, I accept people walking up the day of the parade, and we will get you in, be it you have a motorcycle, be it your antique cars, be it your farm tractors that you want to show off, or maybe you've got totally just creative idea and want to somehow participate.
Once again, that was 4th of July Committee Chair Paul Kingma. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.